pay for Chase.
Abstract number one, timing of endoscopy for acute upper GI bleeds. And this is by Lau et al. In the New England Journal of Medicine. Actually, this month, both of the paper chasers are from the New England Journal. So acute upper GI bleed definitely can represent a true emergency. And endoscopy offers both sort of diagnostic information, you know, the location, the type, the source of the bleed, as well as having potential to have therapeutic intervention. Now, generally speaking, the international consensus on this is that if you have a patient with an acute upper GI bleed, they should get their endoscopy within 24 hours. There have been 3 randomized trials that I could find looking at sort of more urgent endoscopy, so doing that endoscopy between 2 and 12 hours after presentation, that did not show an advantage over the standard timing of a day. But these patients that were included in these trials really weren't at that high of risk for future rebleed or decompensation. They weren't that sick. So in this randomized trial, the authors focus on patients who were at high risk for future bleeding and death with the hypothesis that a more urgent endoscopy, which they defined as within 6 hours of GI consult, would improve outcomes and prevent further bleeding. Now, they found these high-risk patients. They assessed the bleeding risk by using this Glasgow-Blatchford score, which is a validated tool that generates a value between 0 and 23. And basically, the higher the score, the worse your prognosis. And things that go into generating the score are stuff like blood pressure, pulse rate, hemoglobin, a bunch of very patient-specific variables. So they chose to include adults with an acute GI bleed and a score of greater than or equal to 12.
And that's a lot. That's a very high score.
That's a very high score. Most studies use a score of 7 as a cut point, and they give a little bit explanation as to why they chose 12. Still seemed a little random to me, but so they wanted to find a sicker group of patients. They excluded patients who were unable to provide consent and those who were in shock and could not be stabilized. So if you were just too sick, we couldn't even get you like be enrolled, you were out, right? That's not who they were looking at. They weren't looking at the sickest of the sick. Then they randomly assigned patients in a 1-to-1 ratio to undergo either urgent endoscopy, which is within 6 hours after GI consultation, or early endoscopy, which is more of the standard 24-hour, which sort of, generally speaking, looked like they got it the next morning.
Right.
You know, so like regardless when they came in, when GI came in the next day, they scoped all these people. All patients received high-dose IV proton pump inhibitors, so an 80-milligram bolus followed by 8 milligrams an hour. The primary endpoint was all-cause 30-day mortality, and secondary endpoints included receipt of endoscopic therapy at the first endoscopy, so like they did something when they were in there, further bleeding, hospital and ICU length of stay, receipt of future endoscopic treatment, emergency surgery, so they actually needed to go in there and do something, like be even like an angiographic embolization.
Or cut your stomach out.
Any of those things. Blood transfusions and adverse events within 30 days after randomization. So they screened a lot of patients, almost 5,000 patients, and found just under 600 that had a score of greater than or equal to 12, and 516 of these were enrolled and randomized, 258 in each group. Largely speaking, the patients were older. The average age was about 70. Their hemoglobin was 7, systolic blood pressure of 110, and ulcers were the source of bleeding in over half the cases. Varices were actually less than 10% in this cohort. The mean time from presentation to GI consult was just over 7.5 hours in the urgent group and about 8 hours in the early group. So they did a little resuscitation first. The mean time from GI consult to endoscopy, and this is where they were trying, you know, they did their randomization intervention, was 2.5 hours in the urgent group and 16.8 hours in the early group, or the 24-hour group. They did catch it within when they wanted to. It is worth noting that emergency endoscopy was actually performed in just under 10% of the early group. And that's because of some clinical decompensation. So, you know, they had more bleeding, hypotension, a blood pressure drop, or just started, you know, puking out frank red blood. They just took those patients to the endoscopy immediately. Further bleeding was seen in just over 10% of the urgent group versus about 8% in the early group.
Same, same.
Same, same. absolute difference of about 3%, favoring the early group, actually. Hospital and ICU length of stay was similar. Blood transfusion amount and proportion were the same across the groups. So in the end, it all kind of looked flat, same, same. If anything, there was a little bit of an advantage, if you look at all the numbers, to the standard early less than 24-hour group. And they kind of said, this may be true, the fact that we had more time to sort of treat comorbid conditions, resuscitate the patient.
Get stuff stabilized, know what the heck you're looking for.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
Now, I think generally speaking, they did a nice job of trying to find this kind of sweet spot of patients who might actually benefit from a more urgent intervention by excluding the sickest of the sick, you know, those who were like on death's door, and those who were rated as fairly low risk by their scores. I think this is an important paper, even though it looked flat, you know, to understand for two main reasons in my mind. The first is, I think it could be misinterpreted by some to try to convince us that all patients with an acute upper GI bleed should wait for endoscopy or can wait till the next morning. In this study, they specifically excluded patients with ongoing bleeding and shock. Those patients still need endoscopy as soon as possible, right? That's not who we're talking about here. And two, I think it's worth highlighting that almost 10% of the patients in the early group crossed over to a more urgent need for intervention. And to me, this just says that even patients deemed stable can decompensate quickly. So just sort of have an eye up for these GI bleed patients, even the ones who look okay, even in this cohort, they really tried to find this middle ground. They weren't that sick, you know, blood pressure was 110. 10% of them ended up decompensating right in front of their eyes. So really good data to understand about GI bleed, and I think a nice topic.
Editor's commentary.
In this randomized control trial on patients who were on the sick side but stable from upper GI bleeds, from largely peptic ulcer disease, there was no benefit to getting endoscopy in less than 6 hours from time of GI consult compared to within 24 hours. The data actually slightly favored waiting within the standard 24-hour time frame. Important to remember, all these patients still need immediate GI consult so they can get on the board for the next morning and be vigilant, as even in this stable cohort, 10% of the early group decompensated and crossed over to require urgent therapy. Again, these findings cannot be generalized to unstable patients or those with active bleeding.